Paper dolls in paper clothes. I'm thinking of paper dolls in paper clothes. There is now a court sketch of Ghislaine Maxwell in tears, having been denied bail. Did she expect bail after years of experience with intelligence agencies? Did she trust them, think her father, Epstein, even Stephen Ward, must still be alive somewhere? In the sunlight? Plastic surgery? After the earlier press release confirming she is being dressed in paper so that there is no possibility of her hanging herself on anything more heavy, Twitter in particular saw the announcement as a sign she would be Epsteined in the course of time. George Galloway earlier saying he would be surprised if she suicided, but not as surprised as she would be. I'm thinking of paper dolls in paper clothes. Celebrities. There are glossy paper booklets for most. Feminist heroes, actors, historical figures, the White House. Each twitching adolescent she trained like a white mouse would have been nurtured to desire such closetry, as bright and fragile as paper, as heart-tearingly pretty. Scarred chorus lines of them. A pedantic, avuncular Israeli ex-agent makes the point that Ghislaine's father was probably not Mossad as such, but just worked for Israeli army intelligence, introduced Ghislaine and Epstein to Ehud Barak, but he does not understand why they or the CIA made the mistake of re-arresting Epstein, arresting Ghislaine at all there, since she wasn't living really in America. I wonder whatever did they tell her to reassure her, promise her. Or does she die of love, but not for Epstein? Did Epstein die for love? The New York apartment, with its spying and recording devices provided by Wexner, must have been a wonderland if you consider espionage as an antiseptic, cleansing the agent from sexual inhibitions, everything that comes from the impotence of being the youngest daughter of a charismatic, embezzling press baron, your twin sisters making a fortune from cyber networking. A search engine, but all it is given to you is Jeffrey Epstein. I'm thinking of paper dolls in paper clothes. I'm thinking of Wexner's firm, The Underwear Secrets, rounded bras and panties like soft dawns or lacy sunsets, as if selected for a prince's vision. Already at COVID distance on their runways, Ghislaine's promise to Florida children that even they could become such exquisite models if they learned their lesson. We could digress a little to the Clintons. Hillary, of course, hired Ghislaine's nephew Alexander to make policy decisions on the Middle East for her at the State Department, but Ghislaine's passion for Bill was probably genuine, I believe. Is there a game think where a Republican intelligence faction, a Netanyahu rump, want to embarrass the Democrats, prevent Ehud Barak from running for Israeli office? Mossad against the army? Indeed, the sinister CIA paper clothing story seemed to have a Democrat finesse. But whatever. Ghislaine crouches crying on the video in the courtroom. The new transparency on the runway is sunset rose, and I think of paper dolls in paper clothes.